tell her. I have no financial disclosures, and this is the funding source, and these are my co-authors. So the U.S.-affiliated Pacific Islands are comprised of the Federated States of Micronesia, Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, Republic of the Marshall Islands, Guam, Palau, and American Samoa. And in the U.S.-affiliated Pacific Islands, or USAPI, cancer is the most common cause of death, and it's mostly related to challenges in infrastructure and a match with health education awareness and cultural appropriateness, lack of matching. So this is the area, it's right in between Hawaii and Asia. And most of the USAPI is in the in above on the southern hemisphere, and American Samoa is in the western hemisphere, as you could see. The closest is the Marshall Islands, about 4.5 hour flight, and then Guam is about 8 hours. This is the structure of the Pacific Cancer Coalition. I want to call your attention to the big circle. There's representatives from each of the jurisdictions that comprise the Cancer Council of the Pacific Islands, otherwise known as the Pacific Regional Cancer Coalition. The University of Hawaii coordinates three cancer projects, one of which is the Pacific Seed Project. And so the Pacific Seed Project is a project that conducted the partnership and coalition evaluation on these coalitions. So this overall coalition is tasked to try to coordinate regional cancer and prevention efforts across the USAPI. A lot of the cancer projects are CDC-funded projects through other CDC divisions. So the aim of this partnership assessment is to do an initial assessment, which was conducted in June 2010, and then to compare the results from the recent assessment that was conducted in May of this year. And this assessment is in conjunction with the goals of the other CDC-funded programs that also required a coalition and partnership assessment and evaluation. The method was actually very participatory. We involved the presidents and coalition members to develop measures. We adapted measures from existing tools. And then we presented results to the coalition and got feedback and interpretation. So for this second coalition assessment, these are the coalition members that were involved. We had members who were, again, representative from the different jurisdictions and cancer coordinators from the different jurisdictions. So again, the first initial assessment was in June of 2010. Second one was in May of this year. We did what we call an internal coalition evaluation. And these are measures of coalition characteristics. For those of you familiar with coalition evaluations, these are some standard measures for internal coalition characteristics. And these were questions, survey questions that were on a Likert scale, 1 to 5. So these are sample types of questions on the internal coalition assessment survey tool. We also did what we call an evaluation of external partnerships. So this coalition also partnered with other regional entities that address other public health issues in the Pacific region. And we had three different measures. We had a levels of collaboration measure. We looked at frequency of communication between this cancer coalition and external partners. And we actually looked at their perception of the other regional partners' contribution to cancer prevention and control. The second two measures were only done in May. The first one we also did in June of 2010. So we had created individual measures from the scales of the internal coalition measures, and then we computed an average score. And then for the external measures, we had a frequency of collaboration and then frequency of communication scores. So this is the internal, these are the results of the internal coalition assessment. Again, on your right, we have the different coalition characteristics, and we saw significant increases in three different coalition characteristics of the members. They thought that decision-making, organization, and sustainability improved, statistically significant increases, and this is just a graphic of June 2010 and this year's results. This was the external assessment. The first question was looking at levels of collaboration, and we asked each coalition member to rate their level of collaboration with an external regional partner. The regional partner that had the strongest categorization of collaboration was a regional comprehensive cancer control program. This was another CDC-funded program that also encouraged regional cancer coalition efforts. Pacific Seed is a project that I was on as an evaluator, and most coalition members saw the collaboration in the partnership phase. And then two other regional programs, the Pacific Cancer Registry, which is also CDC funded, and then PIHOA is the Pacific Island Health Officers Association, which is another Pacific regional entity that has existed for a number of years, maybe for about 30, 40 years, with a number of different types of funding sources. Another question was asking how often members in this Pacific Cancer Coalition communicated with the external partners. And we actually converted this to an index score. The actual categories was asking frequency ranging from none to daily, and we converted it into scores. And again, most communication was with the Regional Comprehensive Cancer Program. We added additional external partners. This was only done this year. We added American Cancer Society and Sea Change. The third external assessment question was asking the Pacific Cancer Coalition how important is each of the external partners important in preventing cancer in the Pacific. And again, members saw the Regional Comprehensive Cancer Coalition as most important and down to Sea Change. This was on a scale of 0 to 4. So in summary, back in 2010, internal coalition characteristics of decision making and resource sharing were rated lower. The highest was communication and respect. This year, again, resource sharing was lower, although you could see on a 5-point scale it was 3.9, and then communication. So same patterns in the two assessments. These were the characteristics that members saw improvement in internally. So as you can see internally, there's an increasing positive trend. Most of the scores were pretty high. There were, you know, 4 and above, so pretty good satisfaction. Resource sharing, though, was still seen as a challenge internally among the coalition members. The statistically significant improvements in organization and decision-making, these are characteristics that actually speak more to the structure of the coalition. So it seems that members internally thought the structure was strengthening. And then also the structure for sustainability of the coalition, they seem to see more positively too. Externally, most of the external partners were actually partnerships. Collaboration were seen as strong in the partnership phase, with the Regional Cancer Coalition seen as the strongest partner. As you can see with the three different types of external coalition member, there was a consistent pattern among the organizations, with the Regional Comprehensive Cancer Coalition always being seen as the strongest, and then down to Sea Change. In summary, these internal coalition characteristics are structural characteristics that were seen as strong. And then, again, consistent levels of external collaboration, whether it's levels of collaboration, frequency of communication, and extent that the Pacific Regional Cancer Coalition thought that their external partners contributed to cancer prevention and control. So the pattern that we see here is actually the CDC-funded external partners were seen as stronger partners, ones that were not necessarily funded by any formal structures were seen as less stronger partners. So recommendations that we would have for the Pacific Regional Cancer Coalition is to continue to improve the structures, maximize the organization, organization structures and decision structures that they saw as positive, and try to continue to strengthen resource sharing, since that was seen as the weakest internal coalition characteristics. External partnerships, try to examine ways to strengthen partnerships that are not funded, that are not supported by funding sources. In other words, for the other external partners, the funding sources, you know, encourage collaborations. Especially now across the Pacific, there's actually a declaration to try to really address NCD as an epidemic and really collaborate. So this was actually another reason why this evaluation was conducted, was to try to see where the Pacific is in terms of organizations and partnerships and how they could move forward with addressing NCDs from a partnership approach regionally as well. So, you know, in terms of the coalition and partnership models, you know, public health professionals are often encouraged to partner, to engage in active participation at the community level. This particular model is actually engaging partners and representatives at the community jurisdiction level, but then to have them all get together and try to address things regionally. So in this case, at the community level, the coalition members work together. They share their commitment, expertise, resources, et cetera, ideally, to reach their overall health promotion goals. In this case, it was cancer prevention and control. In the future, it's addressing other NCDs. So coalitions and partnerships may facilitate public health programs, even in international settings. As many of you know, domestically, there's been coalition evaluations, things like this. This is an evaluation trying to look at coalitions and partnership in an international setting. And this is also a way, partnerships and coalitions are also a way to try to bring together representatives that can collaborate on initiatives that are in various sectors, but also in very geographically dispersed locations as well, too. So again, internally, the Pacific Regional Cancer Coalition is generally functioning well, strongly on organization decision-making, and seeing very positively on the sustainability of the coalition. Externally, there's higher collaboration with other CDC-supported regional partners. So in conclusion, this partnership assessment, which assessed partnerships internally and externally, does provide systematic information to document the different stages of the coalition building and partnership process. So, you know, as you could see, even over the 2 years, sort of a progression in the internal coalition strengthening. And then this is a way to, like I mentioned before, identify future courses of action, especially as across the Pacific, there's more and more of a focus to encourage partnerships and collaboration. And for the assessment that was done in 2010, there is a publication and working on the follow-up publication for these results. So I'm happy to share it if you contact me.